And mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, your life didn't turn out the way you've planned, did it?
No, sir, Roy, it didn't. I guess we all have plans that we have when we're young, and we have dreams and ideas, but then life happens, and some of the things are good, and some of the things are hard. But when you love God, He gets you back on course, and as a result, I'm sitting here doing a radio show with you and Sherry, and we're talking about Jesus Christ, and after the age, I guess I'm 64 now, I've learned that there's not much more important than connecting people with God, and so I didn't plan on this, but God did,
you know,
so
that's
it's a
really
privilege to be here.
Succinct way to put it, there's nothing more important than connecting people with God. And I would say that if there's anything that the cross was about, if you could boil it down just a few words, that would be it. Nothing more important than connecting people with Christ. And the cross is one of those ways. Empty cross in Kerrville is one of those ways to do that.
Amen.
Every week we have a miracle of the week, and Max brings us something special. Max, what do you got for us?
Well, let me go back in our history just a little bit, because it has relates to the guests that we've got here at the show with us today. But in 1989, Sherry and I prayed for these nine gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, the supernatural miracle gifts, which as Southern Baptists, we didn't even believe they were still being given out by the Lord. But we prayed for those nine gifts. And we prayed with a Presbyterian man named Bill Banks at the time. And we had a lot of healing needs in our family. But what happened is God started working miracles. He started healing people, and we started leading people to Christ, and we had a number of people that got healed when we simply just prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. And just like it says in the Bible, and I remember Sherry and I, we were at the Baptist church trying to share these stories, and of course, about three-fourths of them looked like we were crazy. I remember going to a picnic lunch of the church, and this experience that just happened to us, which some people call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we call it the empowerment. But I felt like Moses when I went to that picnic, Roy. What happened? Everywhere I'd go, the water would part. Everybody would scatter as I tried to walk towards them, and so we weren't. Had many, too many people believe in what happened, but we heard about the Order of St. Luke's over at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Kerrville, and that they had a healing meeting where they actually read the scripture and practiced what it said. And here were the Episcopalians that you don't normally think about as charismatic or spirit-filled, and yet
and
they were
down.
Studying. Yeah, and so we go over there in 1990 to be at one of these meetings, and we walked in, and there was, I don't know, 20 people, and they were very gracious to us, and they asked us to share a story. And I said, well, we're just Baptists, and we're all confused because all these people are getting healed when we pray for them. And they said, well, tell us some of the stories. So I began to tell them some of the stories, Sherry and I, and they're all nodding their heads and grinning. And I'm looking at that, and that wasn't the normal reaction that we had got before. And I said, no, really, it's true. We've got the records and the letters out in the car. I can go get this. And I remember this one lady that kind of headed the deal up named Rebecca Johns, Becky Johns. She said, oh, no, we believe you. And I said, you believe us? You really believe us? And they said, yeah, we believe you. That's what we do. We pray, and we believe that God does this. And so that revealed
that began
to us
a long-term relationship.
Relationship with Becky and Rick Johns. And we have Becky here as our guest, and she's just an incredible woman of God, Roy. She has been with us, and she started that ride of the Holy Spirit back in 1990 with us, and she's been with us all this time. She also is one of the founding trustees of the Coming King Foundation. She went through all the battles and all the everything, and her husband,
so means her and her husband there when the bullets were flying.
Yeah, they were. I mean, Rhett helped us. He's an attorney, and he helped us get the land secured through the miracle that we had. And then when we got in the lawsuit, he helped us with that. But it was Becky's prophetic words, her faith, and her courage that really kept me and Sherry going, that we would not, no matter how much came against us, we knew God had called us to do this. And this woman, you know, stood strong in faith. And thanks to her and Red and all the others on the board today, that cross is there. So we've got here, and we want her to tell her story. Also, though, we just told you the little stuff. She's also not only been a great wife to Rhett, who's now in heaven, just incredible man of God, but she's a mother, and she's a grandmother, and she's a grandmother, a whole passel of grandkids. So she really doesn't have much else time to do but be a great grandmother and a role model of these kids. But we just thank God that she's come with us today, and that cross wouldn't be on the mountain without Becky and Rick Johns.
Well, Becky, I'm excited. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Roy.
Tell us a little about yourself. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up, Rick and I both did, in Missouri City, Texas, outside of Sugar Land, or outside of Houston. Left there after high school. He spent some time in Germany. He and I lived there for 3 or 4 years while he was in the Army. We moved to Kerrville in 1977. He established
you've been there a pretty good while.
A law practice there, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what do you do now for a living? You're involved in the church.
I have been a church musician, organist, praise and worship leader for over 25 years, yes.
And you're at what church in Kerrville? I want to make sure we get this in,
because
I'm going to come hear you.
St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Kerrville.
St. Peter's Episcopal Church. And you have three services. Talk about those.
We have an 8 o'clock service with no music. We have a 9:30 blended. I use organ, keyboard, mm-hmm. instruments, guitar. 11:15 is our traditional with the robe choir, anthem, organ.
Well, tell me what the experience was like the first time that you met Max and Sherry, and when they come in and started telling you all this stuff. Because Max, as he says, a traditional Baptist background. So for a Baptist person to say this stuff, I was raised Southern Baptist, so I can tell you. I know a lot of people that look at you like you're nuts if you started saying that. So what did you think when you first started hearing him talk about all this stuff?
Well, I grew up Methodist, and for 40 years, I knew Jesus, I knew the Lord, but I didn't know the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. But after praying for an organist position, the Episcopal Church in town called me, and I knew that's where God had called me. And it's amazing that when you have groups in a church that want to have meetings, they want to have music. And so the Order of St. Luke, the little healing group that we had there meeting, wanted music. And so I got exposed to the healing that Jesus provides and still does today through that group by being there as they met, providing the music. And Max and Sherry came that first time, and they thought they had to convince us that Jesus healed today. And we knew he did.
And so the nice thing is you had that smile on your face saying, oh, we already know.
We knew it. And so anyway, that started my relationship
that was
with
the beginning.
Sherry and Max. And I've seen God do amazing things through their prayers.
Let me ask you this. Were you, because you, of your unique position in this whole story of the cross, were you surprised when all these people, these atheists started coming against you and trying to do all this stuff to stop the cross? Did that surprise you, or did you expect that?
No, we knew that, you know, anytime you try to do something for the Lord, you're going to have opposition. But we knew by faith that God had called us to complete this vision that he had given Max. And we were willing to keep on keeping on by faith, knowing that at the in the end, God would make a way, some kind of way.
And I would think that that brought you and your friendships together, closer. Because when you're having to fight a common enemy, it has a way of bringing you together, doesn't it?
Yes. And we were at one point, we were in the process of where we thought the cross may never be raised, that it may just be lowered, lay on the ground. And we were okay. We said, God, this is your fight. The battle's the Lord's.
And turn it over to God.
So we turned it over to him.
Well, it's worked out.
It has. Beautiful, and I'm still amazed today as I see that cross standing.
Let's talk about Rit. They tell me you have a wonderful husband, and he passed here a while back. And tell us about Rit.
Rit was a very good attorney in Kerrville, and he kind of supported me in all my church stuff that I did. I provided music not only at the Methodist Church, but over then at the Episcopal Church. And we raised three wonderful children, and we have 10 grandchildren. And he's in glory land now, healed, and I'll see him again one day soon. Mm-hmm. Maybe not too soon, but one day.
Now, you were a founding trustee in 2004. Why did you serve? What compelled you to want to do that?
Well, I knew how God worked through Max and Sherry, because every time I went anywhere with them, I saw the power of God through the Holy Spirit displayed in signs and wonders. And when Max called me that day and said, this is the vision I have, and I'm trying to put together a board that believed in that to help make it come to pass, would you be a board member? And I knew immediately that, yes, I wanted to be associated with that.
Well, now that the basic vision is completed, basics completed, and you look back on all the things that you've gone through with the Coming King Foundation, the cross, was it worth it?
Oh, yes, most definitely. To see the people who come to the cross and their lives are changed, to see Jesus touch them through signs and wonders on that holy ground has been amazing.
Why should the people visit the Kerrville Garden?
Well, do you want all God has for you? I mean, I'm one that I go, God, I want it all. And I don't want to limit God in my life. And so as I see God is working different places and touching different hearts, I'm like drawn to that place. And so this visual cross in itself is overpowering. When you see the power and the majesty, you just know God's there. And all the things that change the lives of people as God touches the hearts of the people who set foot on that property.
What would you like our listeners to know? The people are listening right now all over the place. Thousands of people are listening to the radio right now. What would you like those people to know?
Well, some of the people who are listening to my voice right now don't know Jesus. And if you don't, I would simply say, ask Jesus Christ to show him, to show you who he is, because he'll do it. And to those who are Christians and who think, you know, this is it, I would challenge you to go for all God has in your life, because God has so much more for all of us if we will just trust him and believe his word.
Max?
Wow. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You know, the reason we're doing this show is because we wanted to talk about a God that's active today. And there's a lot of wonderful radio shows on this station that do great Bible teaching. But this is a show that shares what can happen if you do the listen to that Bible teaching and you believe it, and you read that Bible and you believe it. And so we are here as witnesses, Becky and Sherry, we're witnesses to a living God. And everybody, you need to connect with Him, because eternity is forever. And you can spend it in heaven where there's air conditioning, or you can spend it in hell where it's real hot. And so there really is a heaven and a hell, and there really is a God and a devil. And God sent Jesus to the cross to die so we can all be in heaven forever.
Becky, would you like to pray for our listeners' needs right now?
I would just like to say, if you're listening today, this is a divine appointment that God has planned for you to hear the words spoken. And I would just pray, Holy Spirit, come and make Jesus real to the people who are listening right now. And Jesus, we give you all the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Becky. One more time, your church that you
St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Kerrville, Texas.
And when are the services again?
The services are 8, 9:30, and 11:15.
And what's the address?
It's 320 St. Peter's Street.
You're good. You remember all that.
I remember it.
Max, how do they reach us if they're listening right now to find out more about the cross?
Okay, well, one thing, just let me make a comment. You know, this garden, it's unifying the body of Christ. It's non-denominational. So we have supporters at the Episcopal Church, the Baptist Church, the Church of Christ, all the different ones. And so that's what we're doing. But to find more out about us, just go to the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or www.thecrossatkerrville.org, thecrossatkerrville.org.
Max Grinder and Becky Johns, thank you for being with us this week. Here's Sherry Griner with this week's Vistra Comments.
Hi, you'll enjoy the comments that I have for you this week. The first one comes in from Sherry Hubb, Junction, Texas. Amazing site to visit. Take the time to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden just off I-10 in Kerrville, Texas. Read the plaques posted on the inside of the 77-foot, 7-inch steel cross and experience the real-life miracles that occurred during the construction of this amazing place. The bronze art is phenomenal. I have traveled around the world and can't think of any place I've seen life-size art that is any better than the pieces displayed on the cross-shaped walkway at the top of the garden. Ample parking, piped music, amazing views, phenomenal art. I just can't say enough about the beauty and majesty of this place. And it's free to visit. Take the time needed. Give yourself the opportunity to one amazing blessing. Okay, Larry Hodgson, what you are doing here is just phenomenal. I am blown away. It's phenomenal. A lot is going on up there. God is doing a new thing, a new paradigm. He is not doing things the same way. This is phenomenal. A new portal has opened up on top of that mountain. I feel like Moses walking up into the presence of God. The angels are coming there to resupply. This is phenomenal. Larry Hodgson from Victoria, Canada. I got up to go to the cross yesterday for an hour between 2 and 3. I didn't expect anybody, but there were a bunch of people. I was only able to stay for an hour, but it was awesome. I am so happy to be back on duty as TCKF tour guide chaplain and to be able to go to the cross. What a blessing. Thank you for raising up the Coming King Foundation. This is an awesome blessing for me. This is from Carl Jack, a tour guide chaplain, and we all prayed for him. He fell off a ladder and was seriously injured, and we were so grateful that he came out just perfect. Okay, the next one, Linda Force. What a blessing to see so many people visiting the cross and being set free and healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amazing sculptures, beautiful sculptures. We have watched this garden being developed since 2001. It was dedicated on 9/20/15 with the final statue called the Coming King being installed. Barb Van San Antonio from TripAdvisor. And again, I must say that I am out of time, but I will be back next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.